As we begin this sitting, I would like to evoke a couple of qualities of heart, mind, body, and I'll first evoke it very simply by saying a single word and just see how the word resonates inside, or what it awakens, or what you associate it with, not with ideas so much or memories so much, but with feelings or sensations within. Kind of like I'm dropping a word into, like a pebble into a pond. And as the pebble goes into the water, it sends ripples out throughout the lake. So I'll drop these two words. See how they ripple through you. So the first word is peace. You allow peace to settle into your heart, to your body. Peace. And the second word, quality, is calm. Calm. Perhaps with these two qualities as a reference point, become aware of your body. The sensations of your body. And without trying too much, becoming aware of the boundary between the edges of your body and the space around you. Space around your body is tranquil and peaceful. If you become aware of the particular sensations that arise and pass in your body, there's also a kind of edge between those where those sensations occur and the space or the quiet peace that just be on the edges of the sensations in your body. As you exhale, see if you can relax your body. Release the sensations from any holding that might be there. Letting yourself be at ease with how you are in your body. And then becoming aware of how you are in your heart, or maybe how you are with your emotions, how you feel right now. It's all okay. And see if you can let there be a calm awareness that maybe is like a container that holds the emotions. Maybe just be on the edges of an emotion, how it feels, or in the middle of it. There's some calm or peace, space. Becoming aware of your mind, the sensations of your mind, the energy, the activity, the quality of your mind. As you exhale, to whatever degree possible, set your mind at ease. Or be easy with how things are in your mind. There is an awareness of what goes on in the mind that in a sense is larger than any detail that you can be aware of. A field of awareness, a capacity for awareness, through which all kinds of aspects of your life have passed through. And in the quiet parts of your mind, perhaps a sense of lots of space, even perhaps calm or peace, in the awareness of what is. And then for the next few moments, see if gently, maybe lovingly, you can let yourself be still inside. Let your awareness be still, unmoving. We say that the mind gets lost, and then we bring the mind back. The mind wanders off, and we come back. The mind actually never moves. It's a metaphor that we bring it back. We use the metaphor of directing or moving attention to different parts of our body, to our breathing. But the mind, awareness, doesn't move. And just as well say that the mind is like a mirror or an open window, and things come to it. Sound of my voice arises in the mind. Sooner or later, without any effort on your part, sensations of your body arise in the mind in awareness. Sooner or later, without any effort on your part, without moving the mind, feelings and emotions are known in the mind, arise, appear. Sooner or later, without any effort on your part, the mind knows that you're thinking or have concerns. So the instruction for this morning is to become aware of how the mind moves for and against your experiences. how the mind reacts. Sometimes it contracts, sometimes it opens up. Sometimes it moves towards things. Sometimes it pulls back. Sometimes it wants. Sometimes it doesn't want. There's nothing wrong that the mind does this. See if you can hold an awareness, include in your awareness sensitivity to when the mind does the simple movements for and against. And if it keeps you from wandering away too much, stay connected to your breathing. Maybe not moving the attention to the breath or directing it to the breath. Letting the mind be at ease. And letting the experience of breathing enter your mind, fill your mind. Welcome it into your awareness, one breath at a time. We human beings have minds that have amazing capacities. I hope some of you have been in awe of your mind, what it's capable of this week so far. One of the things that the mind does is it generalizes. It'll take in a lot of data and make a picture or make a concept that kind of holds all the data, all the phenomena come in. So we kind of generalize. And sometimes it becomes more abstract, sometimes less abstract, what is there. So one of the generalizations, abstractions we have in this room here is that we generally consider this to be a meditation hall. Seems like a reasonable name for it, given what we do here. But we could easily make this the walking hall and that the meditation hall. Or we can make this a dance hall, or a classroom, or a... We can turn it into all kinds of things. So we tend to see through the generalization, the abstraction that we have. And it's part of the tools we have as people. What we're trying to do when we give you the instructions of, first, like we talked about, just connect to the breathing, then to your physical experiences, the sensations of your body, the emotions, the moods that arise and pass, kind of being present for the particularity of it. The mental activities that go on, certainly the thoughts, but also some of the mental qualities like joy and tranquility and interest, investigation, is that we're pointing to, starting to notice the particularity of our experience before we make the abstraction, before we make the general broad concepts of it. So we see the building blocks of how we create our life. So to be really in the present moment is the aid to really seeing the particularity of what goes on. So in a moment, there is, you know, sit here, there's breathing in, breathing out, the sensations arise and pass, moods or emotions arise and pass, sometimes too quickly, sometimes too slowly. They come and go. And you can watch how sometimes the mind backs up and generalizes, makes meaning out of it. This means that. I'll always be this way, or this is wrong or bad, or this is good. Or I'm having a lousy, no good day. Or I'm having a great day. Those are abstractions, generalizations, behind that, what's the evidence, what's the data that we build those conclusions from? And what it would be like if we don't do that extra step of conclusions, of generalizations of it? Maybe we are having a good day or a lousy day, but just to stay with the raw data. One of the simplest ways that some people find very helpful is to notice the distinction between having some experience and putting the two letters in front of the experience when we say it to ourselves, the two letters M-Y, the my pain, versus being more complicated and saying three letters, T-H-E. The pain. And some people find as soon as they make that distinction between my pain and the pain, there can be a slight shift of simplicity. Less entanglement and involvement with the thing. Because my belongs to the world of generalizations. It's accurate enough, but it's a conclusion, it's the abstraction. And with pain, it's maybe harder to do that separation. It might be easier to do it with, many of you have had your place in the hall here, my place. And maybe you haven't thought about it until someone sits in your place. Then that generalization has a, you know, big importance, but it's just the place, it's the zafu, it's the cushion, it's the chair, just that. So, if it's available to you, part of the idea of staying simple with the particularities, with the building blocks in which we, before we generalize, is to start having a different relationship to the generalizations, to the abstractions, to hold them more lightly, and sometimes to use them more as tools than as truths. They're a tool. Sometimes they're useful and sometimes they're not. But as we stay with the simple arising and passing of the data, or the phenomena that arise, and the building blocks, what I offered in the instruction today, notice the mind's tendency to be for and against. Notice the tendency of going towards and pulling away. very simple, just for and against. Maybe it could. It's, can you experiment with having the mind not be for and against, just to allow the experience to be there, not going towards it, not going away from it, not having preference. Just let it be. Let things arise. Keep it very simple. And if things are not simple for you, then stay calm. Stay calm. Experiment with being at ease with how things are. Let that be kind of maybe the theme for your practice today. And if you like it, you can use the Great American Mantra. It's okay. So I hope that you enjoy this day, and that as you go through the day, that you stay close to your practice. Stay close to your practice bubble. Just stay close in, so you're intimate and connected, and you have this wonderful companion that's close to you, which is your awareness, your practice, and see if you can see what wonderful discoveries you'd have this day of practice. Thank you.